our tears. O gracious and almighty Heavenly Father, again we come now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We come again with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this gathering. Bless every soul present. Let every soul leave with the blessing. You know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and dependent upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say, and clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and all the praises. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church say amen. To our preachers and deacons and to all of God's children, God is a good God. Thank God for the blood of Jesus Christ, which washed away all our sins. Thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless this holy name. We still in our series, still talking about the God who needs nothing. 160. He needs nothing. Look at John 10 and 7, if you will. We will read through the 11th verse. John 10 and 7. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pastures. The thief cometh not but to steal and kill and destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. He give his life for the sheep. We want to deal with that 10th verse, if you will. The thief cometh not but for to steal and kill and destroy. But thank God he wasn't through talking. I am come that they might have life, and may have it more abundantly. Bless his holy name. We serve a strange God. He knew what he was doing when he first made man. Wasn't no surprise that man was going to sin. He already had that down pat. Always remember, church, that God knows his work from the beginning to the end. It's nowhere in the Bible where God said, because he knows his work from the start to the ending. And my brothers and sisters, the way the Bible reads, it is nothing good or even fair about the devil. He hates God and he hates man. He hates God with a passion. He hates man with a passion. But what we know about the devil, what we know about the devil, we take him lightly. We just shoo him off. But he got this world in a mess. But we take him lightly. Even Jesus didn't take him lightly. And we trust to take him lightly. He never stopped being busy doing devilish things. He always busy. Always on the go. Always doing something to somebody. And you, some right now looking at me, don't even believe there is a devil. I don't hear folks say it. There's no devil. Well, if you believe there is no devil, you calling God a lie. And when you get to calling God a lie, I don't want to ride with you. God say he is a devil. He real. He is a lie. He talked to you this morning. Only thing you got to know when he's talking to you. He talked to everybody. But when you're ignorant of how he come, he'll lead you astray every time. You can't be ignorant. God don't want us to be ignorant of the devil. He talking to somebody right now looking at me. I'll be glad when he gets you. I just got up here. Hope we don't preach longer than he usually preach, because I'm gonna be at a meeting at 7. But you better go on, man, because I'm gonna keep preaching. I mean. He busy all the time. He stay busy. God Almighty. Man need to know something about the devil. Don't take that lightly. You need to know something about the devil because he real. And some of you don't believe it. Again, you calling God a lie. He real. Hallelujah. He is a created being. Everybody and everything that was created by God, even the devil was created by God. But God didn't make him a devil. He made his own self the devil. Lord Almighty. He was perfect in beauty. He was the most beautiful angel that God created. Until one day he looked at himself. When he saw himself so beautiful, he said, "Woo, look at him. I almost look better than God." Oh. But God heard him.
Yes, sir.
And when God heard it, he kicked him out of heaven. He became what? The devil. He became the devil. And that same devil that God kicked out is present right now. He's present everywhere. He got demons everywhere. He busy everywhere you go, you'll find a devil. Where good is, evil is present. Where peace is, confusion is present. That's what he come to destroy, the goodness of God. The word of God. And he real. Don't take him lightly. Too many of us take the devil lightly. Don't talk about it. You better talk about it. God Almighty. He's slick. He corning. He know how to act like a Christian, but he's not a Christian. He know how to act like a preacher, but he's not a preacher. He know how to act like a deacon, but he's not a deacon. He know how to act like he's holy in the choir, but he's not that. Putting on. He know how to put on. Reverend, why are you? Because we take him to what?
Lightly.
Take him to lightly. We push him off to lightly. God wants me to let somebody know he real. The devil is what? Real. If he tackle Jesus, you know good well he's going to tackle you. But you know he no match with the Lord. And old Paul said, I can do all things. Not leaning on himself, but I can do what? Oh. When the devil try to stop me, I can do what? When the devil get in my way, I can do what? Who strengthened me? All things. Not something. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthen me. You can say personal pronoun, me, I can do all. Put yourself there. Let the devil know you got power. Not putting on, not just to say it, but let him know with power you got power through Christ. You can do it. The devil is a lie. But most church folk, even church folk, take in lightly. Bless his holy name. The devil is the master of sin and evil. He is corrupt evil. He made himself sin. God didn't make no sin. He made his own self sin. Oh, boy. God have no sin about him. The devil made himself sin. That's his holy name. The devil is man again, worst enemy. And Jesus told us to love our what? But he don't want us to love this enemy. Get that straight now, see. We don't love the devil nowhere, but he get in people. You love your enemies. Pray for those who despise you, but not this enemy. He the main enemy. He the chief enemy. Don't love him. You got to watch him all the time. And when I said watch and pray, and God will show you how he comes. You got to know how he come. He come lovely like. Putting on. He know how to put on. So he come cunning and looking sweet, but he bitter. He smell like perfume, but on the inside he stinks. You got to know how he come. If you don't, he'll have you doing everything but right. You hear folks say, you just the devil. You better study the devil.
All right.
He'll have you sitting up in church mad with folks.
All right.
Somebody in here looking at me right now mad with somebody.
All right.
Who you think got you like that?
Say it, Reverend.
Who you think got you like that?
Come on.
Just how I feel. Oh, the devil got you feeling like that. You don't just pop up and start doing it. If it's not God, it's got to be who?
The devil.
If it's not the devil, it's got to be who?
God.
You just not on your own, do what you want. Somebody leading you with power that you don't have. But God gave us power over the devil. And that's the only kind of power can beat the devil is God's power.
That's right.
You don't match with the devil.
But Paul said, I can do what? Through. Which? Take him lightly. He wants you to take him lightly. Heard him. Anywhere he talks about Jesus, you'll find the devil there. I promise you. Anytime. When the crowd get together, the devil come to him. If he don't come, he got a top demon. They're having meeting over yonder. You go today, Jack. I want you to go, Jack. You go yonder today. And Mark, you go yonder today. And Susie, you go down yonder. See, we got to cover the whole thing. The devil have a representative. Everywhere you go, he have a representative there. And sometimes we have meeting at church and say, yeah, they go, y'all. We be all right. And don't even have prayer. That means you have prayer in your meeting. We take it lightly, the devil. Now you have five folks having a meeting in church. Now you can't even get along. Why? Because the devil there.
That's right.
He in every meeting. God don't want to be ignorant of the devil. God kicked him out of heaven because he tried to take over him. He loved to try to take over. If you don't watch yourself, he will take over. You think it's you, but it's not you. It's the devil in you. It's the devil in me. That devil get in us. We think it's us, but it's not us. It's the devil. Where confusion is, the devil there. We take him to what? He don't tore up so many churches. He don't wreck home. Don't got messed up with mama and daughter and daughter and son and husband and wife. Can't get along and sleeping in the same bed and ain't speaking to one another. It's the devil. It's not God. It's the devil. I'm just mad. The devil got you mad. I don't like that. The devil got you don't like that. It's just me. No, it's not just you. It's the devil in you. See, following the religious problem like that, we gonna do good or do bad. There ain't no in between. If you're not following Jesus, you're following the devil. It's just that simple. That's the very reason we got the Bible.
All right.
You know how he come.
Yeah.
He come disguising himself.
Yeah.
Sounding like.
Yeah.
Look like.
Come on, Reverend.
That's really good to know the Bible.
Yeah.
When you know the Bible, you know how he come. God Almighty.
Amen.
Watch what Paul said. Now, every time I want to do what?
Good.
Watch that now. He said, every once in a while. Okay, wait. Where peace is,
yes,
he there.
All right.
If you know confusion there, we already know he's there. Yes. But we feel like the devil not there. He's there. Yes. You got to let him in yourself. I'm got to let him in myself.
That's
when you got to pray. And read the Bible where you know how he come at you. Paul said every time. Watch this now. He didn't say it once a month. Every 2 weeks. He said every time I want to do good. Watch that now. Evil is always what? I'm glad the devil not there. He there. He there. But you're just sticking with the Word of God.
Yes, sir.
He can't tackle you because you're hanging on with this right here. You're obeying the Word of God, but he's there.
Yes, right.
And if you don't watch yourself, he'll slip in a minute.
Yes.
Have you ever got you and just somebody talking, y'all just happen to be, and that's why I started cussing one another?
Yes, sir.
What happened? Somebody don't let him in. Somebody don't let him in. Just a happy, love, But you're spitting your daughter-in-law out. Wait a minute now, don't mess with my daughter-in-law. You don't know why you get that from me. See, devil slips in any kind of way he can get in.
Yes, sir.
Got to watch him.
Yes,
you got to know how he come.
Yes.
He hate peace.
Yes, sir.
He hate love.
Yes. Yes,
he don't wreck so many houses. It's pitiful.
Yes,
home tore up. Mom and daddy can't speak. Mama can't speak to daddy. Children can't talk to parents. He done messed it up.
Yes,
you talking about a home wrecker. He's a home wrecker.
Yes, sir.
Oh. And my brother and sister, the devil is your worst enemy. I said he your worst enemy. Why? Because an enemy of Christ, and if you're a child of God, he your enemy. He's an enemy to the gospel. He's an enemy to the church. He hates Jesus Christ and mankind. The devil wants to root up all good and sow evil. That's what he loves to do. He'll root up all the good in your home or in your life and then plant some what? Evil. God of mine. He's an expert. He knows how to do it. He knows when to do it. When you're feeling down or somebody treats you wrong, he won't let a hate to come in then. He knows when to step in. God of mine. Paul, look at John 8:44 for me. God Almighty. You know something about this devil.
You are of your father, the devil.
God Almighty.
And the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning.
What?
A murderer from the beginning.
God Almighty.
And abode not in the truth.
God Almighty.
Because there is no truth in him.
Oh.
When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own. For he is a liar and the father of it.
Let it stay right there, baby. Let it stay right there. God describing the devil. He the father.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yeah, from you know, but a big liar. You know, you got it from there. Who? The Bible says he's a father of lies. In other words, I the one brought lies in the devil. I brought lies in. The Lord said the devil brought it in.
Yeah, that's true.
Not. Just now.
Uh-huh.
He was that way back yonder.
Thank you.
A liar.
Yes, sir.
And you find somebody lie, they can lie.
Yes, sir.
They can fix it so until you almost believe it. Them good liars. And the devil got some good liars. And sometimes he got bad liars. They don't know how to get together, but he got some good liars. And when I like that, Paul. Paul says some of them got degrees. Went to school to get it. He is a murderer. A murderer from the beginning. Ain't no good in him nowhere. And you believe it, I know we're laughing, but boy, the devil have you messed up if you listen to the devil. This Bible is real. God said, there's a devil, he real. He got folks acting, they don't even know why they acting like they acting.
That's right. You're right.
I don't heard folks say, I can't help myself. I'm just like that. I know you just like that, because the devil got you like that. Now you need to get yourself some Jesus. Hey, but one way to overcome the devil is through Jesus Christ. We ain't got no power on our own. It's got to be through Jesus. I can do all things through who? Christ.
Yeah.
We ain't no mess with no devil on our own, no kind of way.
Yeah.
And when you feel that, you can match the devil on your own. He's deceiving you.
You're right.
The very devil deceiving you.
That's right.
Oh. When you think you can make it without Jesus.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord.
No match. Man ain't no match with the devil.
Amen.
Alone. If he wants to be over the devil, he got to have Jesus. And not only that, he got to depend upon Jesus. That's his holy name. He got to depend upon Jesus. And my brother and sister, there are many demons in the world. But one devil. He is the father of the demons. He is real. And all sin and evil in this world came and through him, the devil. We have to talk about him sometimes. Because some folks are ignorant and don't know why they're acting like they act.
Yes.
I'm just like that. That's what Jesus come here for, to keep you from being like that. That's what he come in the world for, to keep us from obeying the devil. We ain't got no power against the devil. The power has got to be in Jesus. And when you bring up the name Jesus, he got to tremble. You can rebuke him in the name. Not your name, not Walker's name, not Jimmy's name. But I dare you bring Jesus and he got to back up, sorry. Let me say it like this. You know, when you bring up, you're not there to arguing.
Yes.
Just arguing back and one night. You bring up Jesus and just say, you ain't praying right. Don't bring that name up. See, he got to recognize that name.
Yes.
Everybody said Jesus.
Jesus.
No, everybody didn't say it. Say it loud. Jesus!
Yes.
Say it again loud. Jesus! Boy, he's trembling right now. It's something about the name. It's something about the name. I remember years ago, a fellow said a bad dog was coming at him.
Yeah.
A bad dog was coming at him. He said, in the name of Jesus, the dog backed up.
All right.
Everything got to recognize the name.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even the dog got some sense.
Yeah.
Watch this. God didn't create nothing
right. That
he can't handle.
Yeah. All right.
He'll be crazy to fix something he can't help. Everything got to obey. So you want to obey him not? You got to obey. Hurt him. Don't make Jesus mad with you. He'll have you eating sloppy. You don't think you're eating? Don't make him angry with you. Don't you make Jesus angry with you. He'll have you eat slop. You think you eat a banana pie. He'll get you just that crazy. Don't you stay in friends with Jesus. So when the devil get at you, boy, you may do anything. If Jesus wasn't here, the devil have us doing anything and everything. But thank God for Jesus. That's his holy name. And my brothers and sisters, the world is here because the devil, and we have talked about him and don't know him too much. His work is still going on. You see his work. I see his work. Hallelujah. But thank God we got Jesus' work, didn't see. Paul, look at 1 Peter for me. 5:8. That's his holy name. Trying to get y'all to see the devil real. And when we doing wrong, Don't you just say nothing. It's just the devil got us doing it. That's all. Now, don't tell no lie on God. It's the devil. Every time we do wrong, the devil got us doing it. The devil got us doing it. I don't care how small it is, because God can't lie. God can't do no wrong. So what we do, I'm trying to get you to see a point. Anytime we do wrong, the devil got us doing it. I don't care how you try to fix it, and the devil come to you. God understand. The devil bring all that back. That's when he's talking to you. But God wants to know. He's looking for you to be perfect, you know. And there you go. See, he compromising with you. But the devil got you, and you don't even realize he got you. So you just don't feel comfortable doing it. Because I can't help it. No. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthen me. If it's wrong, God will give me the power to overcome it.
Amen.
If it's not right, you're doing it because you don't want to do right.
That's right. All truth.
Amen.
Paul was praying, I can do what?
Amen.
I don't care what it is.
Yes, sir.
Through Christ, through what? Strength. Amen. You've got to have some strength because if the devil got you going.
Yes,
I can't stop from stealing. Check with Jesus.
All right.
Won't you go see Jesus? I can't stop a lying on folks. Go talk to Jesus. I dare you to go talk to him. And just see what he'll tell you. That's his holy name. If you don't watch out, you get to talk to him so close that you don't stole, you'll give it back to the folks. He in charge of everything. Heart of mine. Be sober.
Be vigilant.
Hallelujah.
Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour.
Be sober. Have some word in you. The word of God. That will keep you so you ain't, see, he ain't talking about drinking whiskey now. Oh, he's talking about alcohol now. Get that straightened out now. He's talking about being sober, got my mind on Jesus. I'm sober-minded. When you got Jesus and he leads you, you're sober. You ain't going to cuss nobody out because you're what? Sober.
That's right.
You ain't going to get drunk and hit nobody because you're what? Sober.
That's right.
I'm sober. If you ain't got Jesus, you're not what?
Sober.
When you're drunk, you may do what? Anything. But when you're sober, you know how to handle yourself. Because the Holy Ghost handled it for you.
Yeah.
That's why he said, be sober. He's talking about drinking whiskey, y'all. Ain't talking about that kind of sober. You know, don't drink whiskey. Ain't wrong about that. But being sober in your spirit.
Yeah.
The Holy Ghost got me sober. For I used to pass my enemy and just speak to him, but I'm sober. How you doing, my brother? May God bless you.
All right.
Yeah. Sober. I know how to treat folk off of what? So if you're not sober, you may do anything. Because the devil got you doing that, see. Get drunk on the Holy Ghost. And when you get drunk on the Holy Ghost, you start doing some things that knock you off your feet. Yeah. And you better have the word of God with you. You'll know how to treat your folks. Treat your neighbor. Treat your friends. Even treat your enemy. Hallelujah. I'm sober. Be sober. Be vigilant. Be wise. Because you're what? What his name?
The devil.
What his name?
The devil.
What his name?
The devil.
The devil. The devil hate us. The devil hate the folks who are working for him. He got some folks killing somebody right now. The devil can't stand them. He got some folks right now stealing, and the devil can't stand them. He hate everybody. He hate everybody because of what God done to him. He mad with God, folks. God messed around and put us over the devil. I said, over the devil. I said, over the devil. In the name of who?
Jesus.
Be sober-minded. Wise as a servant, but humblest as a dove. But we allow the devil to take over us. Watch us. Now, I ain't talking about y'all, but watch us. Y'all know what time to get y'all seated. Watch us. Now, watch us. Now, watch the devil. You know somebody, you heard talked about you. And boy, when folk lie, they know how to lie. Watch this, y'all. Watch this. When you got some church lying folks, they, you talk about the experts. They are experts. They know how to lie, buddy. And they know how to make you believe it. If you want you to hate somebody, they know how to do it, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah. See, I don't blame you, girl. I ain't talking about me and somebody women. I don't blame you, girl. The way that girl treats you.
Really?
How won't he speak to her? I was thinking about that, child. But think about you do it. Yeah, you do it. Just they treat you right. It's a scandal how she treats you. And you run there taking around there crying like a little baby. Get that woman told. Or get that Negro told. I'm just acting like us right now. You got to watch him. How he come at you. Any way to have you confused, he coming at you. Any way to take your joy, he coming at you. Any way to lead you astray, he coming at you. That's where we got to hold him out to know where he come at us. That's what the Holy Bible for, to let you know when we stepping out of line. We got to do what the Bible said, but we don't want to do what it said. It said, love your what? Don't that sound easy? But he said it. See, that's what you got to look at. But he what? Who said it? God said it. That's what you got to watch. What he said. Watch this now. But why don't we do it? What's the problem? Please, somebody tell me, what's the problem? Why can't I love her? Huh? I ain't going on that side. You know, she said, oh, you know, I'm going to sit. I don't want to get close to a girl. Why? Why? Reverend Walker, how you make the devil mad? Do you want to know how to make the devil mad with you? Do you want me to tell you? Tell somebody don't lie on me all kind of way. I know you're lying on me, but help somebody don't lie on me. Use you now. Lie on you all kind of way. Now you want to make the devil mad, and you know they don't lie on you, and you go there and say, "How you doing, McClain? How you doing?" May God bless you, man. May God bless you. Bless you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes. All right. Yes, sir.
I know every time I see you folks, I tell the folks, he thinks he's sharp. I said that, but forgive me. That's right. You sharp every time I see you.
All right.
That will make the devil mad. He don't want you to have no real pure joy.
Yes.
Don't be joy because somebody downfall.
Yes, sir.
No, that's the wrong kind of joy. Have some pure joy. I'm going to rejoice because you rejoice. I'm rejoicing because God has brought you out of darkness into his marvelous light. I'm rejoicing because your light been cut off. Now God don't put your light back on. I'm rejoicing because you were sick. Now you got well. Rejoice over something that's good for you. Rejoice in the law. Not in the devil, but in the what? The law. You'll be surprised. Folks go to church. I mean the same church. No one another. Rejoice because somebody's sick. Don't raise your hand. Don't put your hand up. No. I know I'm not lying. I'm not lying. Some folk can rejoice over you because you sick. Some folk can rejoice over you because you can't pay your rent. Some folk rejoice over you because you ain't got a pair of shoes to put on. That's the devil. You got the devil joy, not your joy. When you get God joy, you'll go give him some shoes. You'll go pay these notes. You won't lie on him. Get the joy of the Lord. Not the devil joy. The devil got some low down joy. The devil's joy is low down. Low down. The devil gets so bold sometimes. I'm talking about church folks now. Gets so bold sometimes, you're passing around there. I can't stand these. I'm just using that. I can't stand these. I'm going all the way around them and keep them shaking his hand. I'm just using your name now, see. Coming out here. Coming out here. Shaking their head. How you doing that, man? Doing all right? I'm going this way. I won't shake his hand. Don't want to shake his hand. What I love about the Lord, he have no respect to person. When God come in your life, when God overtake you, he come get that low down stuff out of you. You'll hug your neighbor. You'll have joy with your neighbor. You don't want to see your neighbor fall. But what you saw, you don't do what? Reap it. Always remember that now. The Bible doesn't lie. What you sow gonna come up. If you hate this fella so bad and this woman so bad, and you just talking about a line on it, hoping and even pray over them, I hope she don't ever get up and let God crazy, you know. But now, you don't plant a seed of hate. And whatever you sow, you're what? Got to laughing at somebody because he couldn't do this and couldn't do that. Now, here's your time. Your time coming. Nobody here perfect. Your time gonna come because we can't fool God. God know your heart. And when we hear the truth, sometimes folks don't want to go to a church where the truth be told. They want to go where lies and little short stories. We've got to live day by day, folks. This thing is real. And the Bible said it, Brother Killen, whatever man what? That's what he also what? Most of us in here right now don't believe it. Sometimes we're reaping something, don't even know why we're reaping it. But it's, you catch it hell, but you don't know why you're catching hell. And sometimes God bring it to them. Right up there, no, you know my heart. I don't know why I'm going through this. And I try to treat my folk right. All that kind of stuff. And sometimes God lets you know. You let your mind go back. You remember that 10 years ago? You remember 5 years ago? And you remember yesterday and how you treated that woman, how you treated that lady, how you treated that man? Did you not know what you put in ground gonna come up? If you put a corn seed in the ground, corn gonna come up. What you sow, you gonna what? Jesus. Ain't you glad he's not like us? Ain't you glad that he's merciful? Ain't you glad that he loved you in spite of? Ain't you glad that he's not like some of our brothers and sisters? Just what church folks got to do. We got to help one another. You even help your enemy out there. You even help folks who are not saved. Stop downing one another so much. Because whatever you sow, I mean that. You're going to reap it. You may not reap it right now, but on down the road. Sometimes folks get it next day. Sometimes folks get it next week. Sometimes folks get it next month. Sometimes folks get it next year. Sometimes folks get it 10 years from now. But you go what? Reap it. Because the Bible said it. And you don't want to, why I'm going, it's been 10 years ago. I don't know why I'm going through all this. Go back and get this thinking. And sometimes God will bring it to you. Sometimes it'll be so plain what you done done or what I done done, so it'll come back to us just a plain as day. Because the to do then, Reverend Walker? Just take it. If you're saved, you just got to take it. God just paying you back. If you're lost, get saved. Because if you never get saved, you're going to hell anyway. That's not dogmatic now. If you never get saved, that's where lost folks go to hell. But God, he said, those who I want love, I want change. See, I'm going to get you right before that time comes. I whip my children. That means you chase you. I chase you right. When I get through with you, buddy, you coming home. I tell you all through now, you go ask the part of the son. Go ask him. Go ask him. He was having his form.
Yeah.
But God thought of what? Chasing him.
Yeah.
I used that to him. I said, he sent his hounds at you. You may hide in the bushes, but he got some hounds. They know how to smell you. He know how you smell. And they go all down and ain't saw you in 10 years, but he go all down in there. And that hound get you out, you'll find out. And then you come out there running, the hound right behind you. When he gets you running, he'll run you right back to the church. Right back home. That hound, he got some spiritual hounds. When they get through smelling you, you think you're high. He know where they're fine. And buddy, you coming out when God get through with you. You coming out running, or you coming out like this? But either way you go, what? Come out! Don't let God get behind you. You better get yourself straight before he's sitting hounds at you. Hungry hounds. Low down old hounds. Make you be like a devil. Look like a devil. Have you saw some folks, you know, they're in church? And 9, 10 years or 5, they look like they wild. I mean, I'm not downing nobody. I'm trying to get you to see a point. When you leave God, you're leaving everything. Leaving everything. I know some of y'all don't saw that. When you leave God, you may look like anything. Get out there in the world and play with the devil have you looking like a trap, looking like a dog. They ain't got nothing to eat. But he said, if you mind, if you are opposed to me, God don't send somebody at you. If ain't nobody around snake to get you back home. Those who I love, I want chasing.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, man.
I hear you, Pastor. I hear you. Oh, bless your heart, man. Bless your heart.
Somebody here right now.
Yeah.
Don't fade away.
All right.
Right now, as I talk. Right now, as I talk. You got a little quiet then, but right now, as I talk. Getting too close home now, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Got down in bushes and things. Worldly bushes and don't nobody see you. But God know you're down there. Can't find him. Where is she, you know? Where is he? You ain't saw him in 10 years. And, you know, can't find him nowhere. You know, yeah, I know him. And after a while, God sent a hound at you. And then you'll crawl out of it. He'll make you come out. And sometimes you don't know why. Mind will start changing back again. And God sent hounds. You crawl back out. Hello. And then you have a testimony service. Church. Testimony. He'll make you tell everything. Won't he do it? And see, and the thing about it, he'll make you tell it and you won't be ashamed. Ain't nobody going to rejoice but the saints of God. And so glad to see you come home, Jimmy. And glad to see you come home, Mary. God will fix it to make you come home. And every child of God will be glad to see you. He'll let you go out there and have your phone until he get ready. Because you his child.
That's right.
When he get ready, there ain't gonna be no problem.
There'll be no problem.
You better get out of his way. When God get behind him, buddy, he'll knock you down, get him back to God. There's somebody right now that left the church. Why you been so long? I'm talking to somebody. I know you're gonna raise your hand, but I'm talking to somebody. He'll make you come home. You ought to be glad you got a God like that. That's somebody who loves you. That's somebody who cares for you. Because he died on the cross for you. Mary begot him early Sunday morning with all power. He's been looking for you. Where you been so long? Where you been? I call myself having fun. I call myself doing this. I left my husband. I left my wife. I left my family. I done this. I done all that. Bah, 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 bah. But something got on me. I had the best sleeping pill and still can't sleep in. Wake up at night. Still can't sleep in. Sleep 2 minutes and have to wake up again. And don't take some more tablets. Still ain't no good. No, you need some heavenly tablets. You need the tablet of the Holy Spirit to start working back in your life. And when he started working back in your life, it won't be no problem. Somebody had to wake you up. Because God is in control. Those I love, I what? Chase them. Chase them. Because I love them. You my child. I'll go get you. If I had to break your leg. And sometimes you don't got hard-headed children. Sometimes you really, they're hard-headed. And they're tough.
Come on.
And get out there and,
yes,
and get up again. Go on back out again. Go on back out again. Move that, move that, move that. Sit right there. Move. Go on back out there. Move your glasses down. Go on back out again. Go on back out again. Now you go on back out again. Now. He gets you where you can't move. And if you move, you're going to fall. He loves you just that hard. That's no hate, that's love. Because when you get up, if I let you get up, you go and get drunk. You stop coming to church. You started doing everything but right. I'm going to keep you where you can't go nowhere. And then take the taser and look out your mouth. Until you come to yourself. God loved me. God loved me. And watch this. I'm finna close. Watch this. And watch God. He left you sometime be five in the car. Everybody got killed but you. I'm gonna get your soul right before I take you home. God come all kind of way for his children. Hard-headed children. Disobedient children. He still loves you, but you his child. Don't let him break your leg. Go before you break your leg. Go before you get your leg burnt up. Go before you get something hit you side of the head and you don't know who you are no more. Go get back with God before it's too late. Those who I love, I chase them. He loves you just that hard. I want my child.
Yes, sir.
I don't want to kill him like he is. If I kill him now, I'll send him to hell. But I give him grace. Thank God for grace.
Yes, sir.
Thank God for mercy.
Yes, sir.
Somebody here may be lost.
Have a on 18,
and you don't know why you're not living. I have been through so much trouble, Walker. I don't know why I don't live. I know why you're living. God Almighty. I know why you're living. It's the grace of God. Don't want to take you home like you're going. It's the grace of God. And if anybody here don't know Jesus as your Savior, give your life to him. I know preachers don't say nothing about hell. but hell is still there.
Right.
If you don't preach about it, then God don't get be mad with me. There's a hell. And if you die without Jesus, where else are you going? Where else did the devil want to keep you blind? But if you don't left the church because you just got lazy or something, you're saved, come on back to church. But if you don't know Jesus as your Savior, get saved. You're going to die now. Everybody going to die. Everybody. But if I die, I'm going to be with the Lord. That's the most safe place anybody can ever go, is go be with the Lord. Don't go when God got to make you come. But however you can't come, you ought to come. Everybody stand. Hallelujah. Everybody stand. Everybody. Come on, let you go out if ain't got nobody coming. But you ought to think about it. The Bible says a man confessed with his mouth the Lord Jesus and believed in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. Will there be one? I didn't tell nobody to walk out, but I hope you don't fall down when you get out there, but I hope the doors of the church for folk to come who need you. For folk to come who need you. As your solution.
Devil, shut up! Shut up, shut up, shut up!
Yes, sir.
If you need Jesus as your Savior, you ought to give your life to Him. I mean it. You're ashamed? Ashamed of who and what? If you without Christ, you ought to give your life to Jesus. Why? You got a chance. You think this going? You think you're gonna have a chance forever? No, you ain't gonna have no chance forever. You ain't gonna have no chance forever. I'm ashamed. Shame of who? Shame of what? But give your life to Christ while you have a chance. Some folks don't wait till I get old, have my phone. Who promised you that? Who promised you gonna get old? Who promised you gonna have a chance? Well, you went to church. You went lost and never gave your life to Jesus. The preacher can't put you in hell. You're already, where you going? When that body comes across that, it's already in hell or heaven already. But we can't say folks going to hell, going to hell. And folks can say, yes, you with the Lord. All the time they're not with the Lord. You got to give your life to Jesus to go to heaven. We have it so simple. By believing that He is the Christ, the Son of the living God. It's just that simple. When you believe that in your heart, confess it with your mouth, the Bible says, thou shalt be saved. If you're ashamed of that, you're unwell, isn't he? I'm not being dogmatic. I'm just telling you the Godhead truth. You're going to die. You're going somewhere. Don't let nobody fool you. You're going somewhere. You will go stay with the devil. I'll go stay with the Lord forever. The devil going to the lake of fire. That's where he's going. And everybody follow him. Go to the lake of fire. Everybody fail to get in life to Jesus. Go to live with the devil forever. Ain't no dying forever and ever and ever. Will there be another one? Somebody may want to come by Christian experience or by letter. You may come. You may come. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Well, if you know, remain standing. Don't let you go. Don't let you go. But if you know, yeah. Yeah. Read the second chapter.
Pastor Walker, we have one for rededication.
Rededication.
The Erica Amerson.
Bless your heart. Mr. Amerson, how you doing, dude? That is. Did you want to say something?
No, I just want to rededicate my life back to God.
Well, we're glad to have you back. Yeah? In Jesus' name. Keep along. Give us strength. Bless your weak. Build up where she's torn down. Keep her in your care. And use her in your kingdom. Thank you for doing it now. You got the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you. You're going back to your seat, man. Let us just, we can give any go. You ain't got to walk out. Remain standing. Remain standing. Gracious Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Thank you for this young lady who came and publicly said, I want to rededicate myself. Give us strength. Was she weak? Real little question going now. And anybody in here, hear my voice, not saved, I pray, Heavenly Father, that you don't let them rest day or night until they give their life over to you. Thank you now. Heal the sick, touch their body, and give them a testimony where they can tell the world the good things you've done.